November 28, 1906, the good of operating together with Jesus. Continuing in my poor state, I just barely saw blessed Jesus, who seemed to transform all of himself into me, in such a way that if I breathed, I could feel his breathing in mine. If I moved one arm, I could feel him move his arm within mine, and so with all the rest. While he was doing this, he told me, "My beloved daughter, see in what a close union I am with you. This is how I want you to be, completely united and clasped to me. And do not think that you must do this only when you suffer or pray, but rather, always, always. If you move, if you breathe, if you work, if you eat, if you sleep, everything, everything, as if you were doing it in my humanity, and as if your working came from me, in such a way that you should be nothing but the cortex, and once the cortex of your work is broken, one should find the fruit of the divine work. And this you must do for the good of the whole of humanity, in such a way that my humanity must be present, as though alive in the midst of people. In fact, as you do everything, even the most indifferent actions, with this intention of receiving life from me, your action acquires the merit of my humanity, because since I was man and God, in my breathing I contained the breathing of all. The movements, the actions, the thoughts. I contained everything within myself. Therefore I sanctified them, I divinized them, I repaired them. So, by doing everything in the act of receiving all of your working from me, you too will come to embrace and contain all creatures within you, and your working will diffuse for the good of all. Therefore, even if the others will give me nothing, I will take everything from you. It seems I am speaking a lot of nonsense. These are intimate things, and I am unable to say them well. I would like to write them as I have them in my mind, but I cannot. It seems that I take one drop of light, and 100 more escape me. It would have been better had I kept silent, but, after all, may everything be for the glory of God.